Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Lots of thoughts on the Oilers not getting Andrei Kuzmenko. He ultimately ends up signing with the Vancouver Canucks. That's his prerogative. You're not going to get every player that you chase out of the marketplace. We can tell you that. Haji has jumped in and says, Bob, if the Oilers don't get Kane done, what about Max Domi? Brings an edge, not the same physical intimidation as Kane, but if he can get the kind of chemistry he had with Connor during the World Juniors, he could potentially match Kane's offensive output. Well, let's not forget, did Max Domi not have a 70-point season in the NHL one year? Yep, there you have it. Another texter says, Bob, you keep asking the same questions. You're a smart guy. You know the answers already. Evander Kane says this texter is not coming back, and we need an amazing goaltender, maybe two. Cassian has to go with Keith not far behind. Nobody in the minors is ready to make an impact. Maybe Broberg and Holloway likely 3 years away from having any kind of positive impact. Big chance we're taking a step backwards for a year or two. I don't necessarily believe that. I think that there's a natural progression that's going to occur with Broberg and Holloway, and they're going to be contributors, a third line to start for Holloway, and he can skate. And I can see a second line centerman really liking a player like Dylan Holloway, who plays a lot like Taylor Hall. Think back to the 15-16 season and how Leon Draisaitl and Taylor Hall performed. Taylor likes having speed on the left wing on one of those wings. All right, with further ado, we're going to head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline and be joined by our headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. And it's going to double up with a bit of our Memorial Cup report as we are joined by Edmonton Oil Kings General Manager Kurt Hill, who joins us from St. John, New Brunswick. Hello, Kurt. How you doing?
Doing well, Bob. How are you?
Good. Now, I've never been to St. John. I've been to Fredericton in back-to-back years in 03 and 04, and I've been to Moncton in 08, which was a much better conclusion for the Alberta Golden Bears in 08. They won the national title. The 04 team was undefeated going into the national championship and lost what I think was the best university game I ever saw, 6-5, in overtime to UNB in a game that started when the two centers from the team ended up giving each other the stick in the ceremonial face-off. I thought, geez, that's the right type of intensity to get this thing going. Have you been taking in the sights and sounds of St. John since you guys flew there on the charter on Saturday?
Yeah, I think the entire group's got an opportunity to kind of get out and see a lot of the city. We're staying very close to downtown, so we're about maybe a 10-minute walk to the rink, 15 minutes right into downtown. So they've set up lots of neat, obviously, like concert shows and entertainment areas for the Memorial Cup. So I think everyone's got a little bit of time to explore. And I think the one thing early on here is the people are great. Everybody's very friendly, wants to help out. And so some good old maritime hospitality you're getting here for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Did a lot of that too, deep alert myself. When we went back in 03 and 04, I think I was 17 pounds heavier by the end of that trip than I was at the start of it. All right. Tell me, now St. John's a really interesting story here because their coach, Gordy Dwyer, they're hosting the tournament and he's coaching the team and they lose the opening round of the Quebec playoff series in 5 games and ownership makes the decision and fires the coach. And they bring in Gardner McDougall, the longtime head coach UNB, with as well as with some assistance from Rocky Thompson, who guided Windsor to Memorial Cup championship in 2017 after they got eliminated in the first round. Now, as a general manager, does this strike you as a little bit different path that St. John has gone here, Kurt?
Well, it is interesting. I mean, the one thing, you know, when you really start diving into it, I mean, they won their last 15 games of the regular season. They're a 15-game winning streak. So it's, although I know they lost in the first round of the playoffs, I mean, they made a lot of deals and brought in a lot of high talent to this team. So they're going to be no slouch at this tournament, and they're going to be rested. And, I mean, I think the philosophy a little bit is, you know, Gardner has coached in a lot of short-term competitions, and they just felt like they needed to change, and maybe was the best guy to try to do this and get them a chance to win in a short-term competition like the Memorial Cup.
Have you taken a look at the rosters for the three other teams you're going to play to try to get a bit of a gauge as to what you might be? Can you do that when you don't play in the same league?
You can do it a little bit. I mean, we've talked to coaches and managers in the other leagues. We've done our video work. You know, I think we got a pretty good understanding. You know, it's nice that we don't play the first game tonight, so we'll get a chance to watch St. John and Hamilton play tonight and get an in-person visual, which will give us a pretty good feel. But I think we've prepared the best we can so far, and now it's going to be making adjustments once we start the tournament and we get out there against them.
Yeah, you open up against Shawinigan. You will not have Dylan Gunther. You made that official at the media availability on Friday. Obviously got a lot of empathy, I'm sure. He's a little bit down after suffering a lower body injury. This is a guy that all he did was score 58 goals and 75 regular season playoff games for you.
Yeah, when you lose one of your most offensive players, it's not easy, but we went down in game three of that Seattle series, and I felt like lots of other guys stepped up when he wasn't available, and speaks to our depth a little bit. And when you got Carson Gold or two and the ability to play him on forward RD, that was huge for our group. So I think everyone's obviously disappointed we don't have Dylan, and it sucks for him. Really, it's obviously everybody in junior hockey plays to try to play in the Memorial Cup, but with him going down, I guess it's an opportunity for other guys to step up like they have so far.
Well, we're talking to Kurt Hill. He's the general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings. They're in the Memorial Cup. They open tomorrow against Xavier Borgo and the Shawinigan Cataracts. Tonight's the first game of the tournament as St. John hosts Steve Stales' Hamilton squad. Let's circle back to your team here for a second. We've talked a lot all season about your four first rounders and the five guys that were on the World Junior team. But for me, one of the guys that had a great playoff for you was a 20-year-old who's playing for a contract, and that's Carter Sutch. He had 12 goals and 21 points in 19 games, and you need your 20-year-old guys to be key, don't you?
Well, you do, and Sutch, he had a great playoff. After we won in Edmonton, I went up to him on the ice, and I say it's amazing how far he's come from playing in the playoffs when we played PA 3 years ago, and he was a healthy scratch in games, and the playoffs were tough hockey for him that year. And the amount his games rounded out now, and he was probably one of our best forwards, most consistent forwards are the entire playoffs. So he scored some big goals against Seattle that last series, which obviously, again, as I mentioned, with Gunther going down, I thought him and Williams really were two guys that really stepped up for us.
We're going to look back at this goaltending run from Sebastian Coso, the Detroit Red Wings' 15th overall pick in the 2021 draft. Five shutouts in the playoffs in 19 games, as you guys go 16-3 after six shutouts in the regular season. 919 save. He didn't get back to 941 like he did in his draft year, but when you look at the tournament and when you look at the respective teams, Kurt, the advantage I think you have is you have a way better top four than anybody else, and then you got a stone cold future NHL goaltender. With all due respect to the other teams, nobody's got a 6'6" guy in between the pipes like Coso.
No, and that's one thing. Obviously, we do. We're extremely comfortable with our group is in net, and as you mentioned, the D, the top 4D, especially in their ability to play big minutes, to play shutdown roles, physical, and the one thing that people don't talk about in those 4D at the same time is how much offense they provide for our group. Like they score a lot of goals. They jump up into the play. They get pucks on net, and they provide us a lot of offense. And with those four back there, and Coso playing as consistent and reliable as he has been, they give us a chance every night.
And just to highlight that, Caden Gooley was the WHL MVP of the playoffs. Canadiens' first round pick, 8 goals, 16 points in 19 games. Luke Prokop, 4 goals, 16 points in 19 games. Logan Dehoniak had 11 points in 19 games. And Simon Kubicek, who's a double counter, is a European and a 20-year-old, he had 11 points as well. So you got a lot of juice from the back end. Could you have imagined a scenario where Gooley could have played any better for you during the playoffs? He was unreal, especially in the, 8 goals for a defenseman in 19 games says it all.
No, he was unbelievable, and I thought, when we made the trade, I think some people, they thought we gave up a lot, and we did, but at the same time, he was amazing in the playoffs, and for me is worth every penny we paid for him. I mean, at the end of the day, he was the MVP of our team in the playoffs, and you know, and how much he brings to our group just on the bench and, you know, in the dressing room, off the ice, he's a true leader. And you know, anytime you're adding another captain into your group, it's only going to help your team.
You gave up a couple number ones for him, and you gave up a couple number ones to get Justin Sortoff. And you're going to need Sortoff and Jake Neighbors to drive your offense up front, aren't you?
Yeah, well, with Gunther being gone, you know, they're going to be relied on a lot. And again, you know, we like our depth up front, and but they're definitely going to have to be the drivers here when they're our top two guys up there. And as you mentioned before, those two 20-year-olds are going to be pretty critical as well. And you know, Jakob Demick, who just continues to get better, it seems like, every playoff game and every game he plays in North America, he just gets more comfortable, more acclimatized. And, you know, I thought for a first-year European player being over here, I thought he had a really, really good playoff for us as well.
The one guy that was, for me, a bit of a table setter for you in Game 6 against Seattle, got back in your lineup. He's not the biggest guy. He's a 6-footer, 200 pounds, but he skates through guys when he hits them, and he plays on the edge, and that's Jackson Weeb. And you need a little bit of that, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And especially in the Western League, in those playoffs, we saw the rounds against Lethbridge, Red Deer, and Seattle were all big boy series. I mean, the Winnipeg one was a little different, more of a skilled series, but, you know, so I think we'll get a little bit of probably a little bit more of the skill game out here at times. But, you know, I've watched some of Hamilton and they got some big boys out there. They like to play a pretty heavy game as well. So, you know, Jackson's going to be a guy that's going to hopefully set the tone for us early in games. And, you know, and he actually provides some pretty good offense for us as well at times in the playoffs too, scoring some big goals. So, getting him back, like you said, in Game 6, he set the tone early in that game. And, you know, I think I told it to you, Bob, at the 10 minutes into that game, I had a really good feeling after the way that we came out and just really put our stamp on that game that we were going to win that night.
Yeah, well, in Seattle had a big, heavy, tough team with some decent prospects. Obviously, Korchinski on the back end. Kevin Korchinski's a lock as a first rounder. We talked a bit about the Schaefer kid as well, who's going to end up being a first-round pick, I would think, up front. So here's the deal. Last 2 years, you haven't had a chance to play for the Memorial Cup. It's bottom line, it's just special to be there, isn't it?
It's amazing, yeah. I mean, I got the opportunity to come as a player when I was in Cologne. I didn't play in any of the games, but it was, you know, it's a very, very special event once you get here, just everything that comes around it with the event, the concerts and all the media, the extra attention that's going on here. Even just the arrival of the cup coming in on the helicopter yesterday. It's pretty nostalgic, I think, for these guys. And, you know, you put it into perspective that it's one of the hardest tournaments to get to, and now you got a chance to try to win it. So I think it's an amazing opportunity that's ahead here for our group.
All right. Best of luck, Kurt.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You bet. That is Kurt Hill. He is the general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings. They start tomorrow. The game will be broadcast on TSN television. Edmonton against Shawinigan. Shawinigan's got Oilers first rounder Xavier Borgo. Three of the four first rounders the Oil Kings have. We'll be able to play. Dylan Gunther is out. Goaltender Sebastian Cosa, obviously, will start. Caden Gooley on the first round of the Canadiens. Went a couple picks after Holloway in 2020. He's heads up the defense. And they still got Jake Neighbors up front, who played 9 games this year for the St. Louis Blues. All season, the Oilers Now lineup report is brought to you on Game Days by Craig Hummel at Remax Excellence. Find your dream home, sell your old home, sold today, edmonton.ca. Kurt Hill was our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today, and Royal Pizza. Pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list, there are 15 Edmonton and area locations. Go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation at Royal Pizza is the Mediterranean chicken. There's 15 Royal Pizzas in Edmonton. Edmonton owned and operated, and now 4 in Calgary as well. When we come back, this day in Oilers history. You're listening to Oilers Now. We were talking about European bus, and this texter says, what about Pavel Brendl? Yeah, except he was drafted fourth overall. I've told the story. I was working for Sportsnet behind the scenes in the late 90s doing stats, and the Hitmen were in to play the Regina Pats, and I watched Brendel score two shorthanded goals in about 25 seconds, where he walked on the one goal two guys, and the other one got a stretch on a breakaway. I'm like, holy cow. I mean, he was gifted offensively and just ultimately did not pan out. Didn't want it bad enough, but man, there was talent there, but only played half the ice. And again, that's not like a guy coming over out of the KHL or the Czech Republic or Finland or Sweden who comes with a big reputation, and it doesn't happen. Now, in Kuzmenko's case, I think he's going to be legit. I think he'll be a legit second-line scoring winger for the Vancouver Canucks. They got him today. They won the battle. And again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. We are going to go to this day in Oilers history, which is sponsored all season long by New West Travel. Here's Brendan Escott.
Back to 2008 we go. Edmonton using the 22nd overall pick to select Jordan Eberle out of the Regina Pats program. After debuting in October of 2010, Eberle spent his first seven seasons with the Oilers. He put up 382 points in 507 regular season games. He was an All-Star in 2012 and a Lady Byng finalist that year. He had 34 goals and 76 points in his best year. Eberle traded to Long Island one for Ryan Strome after a meager playoff output of just two assists in the 2017 run, Bob.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to let a guy go through, you know, a first playoff experience. That's kind of what happened to Eberle that year. Eberle was on a line to start the playoffs with Lucic and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins that were great down the final quarter of the season for the Oilers, but it didn't happen for either RNH or Jordan Eberle. Oilers traded Eberle for Strome, and then it was the Strome for Spooner trade, which Peter Chiarelli was counseled not to make by at least two or three individuals in the organization, and he went ahead and did it anyways. And we all know how that panned out. And now Ryan Strome is part of a query with Rangers fans. Do we sign Strome or do we sign Andrew Kopp? Jordan Eberle is a consistent second-line right wing. Actually, you know, first-slash-second-line right wing. He's top six scoring winger. He's had a very good career. He's the third highest scoring player from the 2008 draft class. The only guys that are ahead of him are the guys that went 1 and 2. And that's Stamkos and Doughty. So it was a good pick at 22 for the Oilers. I think Yamamoto at 22 has a chance to be a real good pick. He's already had a 20-goal season, and I'm going to be really intrigued to watch Xavier Borgo in the playoffs this year. Tonight, Reed Wilkins is preempted. Reed gets so many nights off. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final between Colorado and Tampa, the puck drop after the 6 o'clock news and 6:30 Chad. Tomorrow, Sportsnet's Mark Spector for the horses and Horse Racing Alberta. A reminder that live thoroughbred racing is back at Century Mile Racetrack Friday and Saturday with free parking and the cat room got me here. Let's try that again. Tomorrow's Sportsnet spec, Mark Spector for the horses and Horse Racing Alberta. Live thoroughbred racing back at Century Mile Racetrack Friday and Saturday with free parking and admission. More info at thehorses.com. So we'll rejoin you on tomorrow's show. Andrew Peard will also provide us an update from the Memorial Cup. He's the play-by-play voice of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Up next, a global news weather traffic update with Kevin Robertson. And then Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3. Followed by the 6:30 Chat Afternoons with Jay Lynn Nye from 3 to 6. So long, everybody, from Oilers Now. Back at you tomorrow at noon.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 6:30 Chat.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.